McAvoy is a female-founded, family-owned 550-acre farm in Petaluma, California, known for the world's best estate-produced extra virgin olive oil. Contrary to popular belief, extra virgin olive oil is great for cooking. In fact, I use it almost daily for both salads and cooked meals. It's easily incorporated into almost any dish or cuisine, adding new flavors and healthy polyphenols and monounsaturated fats. The smoke point for extra virgin olive oil averages around 405 degrees Fahrenheit and is high enough for most cooking methods. It also has high oxidative stability, meaning that it contains compounds that prevent the oil from deteriorating when exposed to heat during the cooking process. If you're looking to cook with a healthy oil and want the flavors of your food to shine through, McAvoy's extra virgin cooking olive oil is a perfect choice. Oh, and we have a special discount just for you, our listener. Use code SPEAKING15 and you'll get 15% off your order.
Every year, on Praveen's death anniversary, his family holds an annual memorial in Carbondale, at the exact location where Praveen took his last breath. It's not an easy spot to get to, especially in the winter time with the tough terrain. But Lovely and her family make the six-hour drive every February to gather in Praveen's memory and say a prayer for him.
I start crying. You know, some nights I'm in bed and I just shake him and I'm like, bring my baby back. You know, I want him back. And then he will say there was a purpose.
I'm your guest host, Lisa Lillian, also known as Hungry Girl. You're listening to Speaking of Crime with Gia and John.
And once again, thank you, Lisa, for joining us for the final episode of this season. When we were recording this episode last month, Lovely had just returned from Carbondale from the 9th Memorial for Praveen.
We were there Saturday. We could not get into the water, to the spot, because of there was rain, and so the area gets flooded. The day before, the chief called me and he said, oh, I don't think you can get in. The water is probably up to your knees or maybe up to your hips. And I thought many years they said that, but then by the time we get there, the water goes down and we were able to walk. But this time when we went, looking at it, I knew. They usually put a bridge for us to get in, and they couldn't do that. And he's like, we don't have enough rescuers, you know, if you get in there. And it was that deep. So we couldn't go to the spot, the exact spot, but they took us along the wood line and kind of a close, you know, area. We put the picture down and prayed.
In addition to the annual memorial, Lovely and Monica give out a scholarship in Praveen's name every year at SIU.
Stan Reno, at the time, was the assistant. Well, I don't know. Anyway, he's the police chief now. He was one of the main ones that wasn't buying it. He didn't want to hear it. Since, fast forward, he comes every year. He's the current police chief in Carbondale. He hands out the scholarships. He is always so humbled, and he literally breaks down in tears. And he's like, Lovely, thank you for inviting us every year. We're honored to pass these out. It's just so good. Like, and most people are like, fuck that police. They fuck the... That wasn't our, we did, that doesn't solve anything. You know what I mean? They had done a lot. They used every resource they could. They were searching. They did this. They got their trolley on the wrong track and they didn't dig deep enough to get it back. However, since then they do things different. They recognize it. They acknowledge it. They have been wonderful, and wonderful bridges have been built. Like, we're just so proud of that. Like, you just don't, you know what I mean? Like, just some of the mindsets of people are like, yeah, fuck the police. I'm like, What good does that do for Praveen or his legacy or our family or any family? Like, that doesn't do anything. Like, we're just so proud that we come together every February and honor Praveen and keep his name going. And what family would give back to the community that murdered their kid besides Lovely, really?
In a perfect world, Monica, what would you like to see happen with this case now or a retrial?
I would like to literally, if a perfect world for me would be the judge going on record with the truth and saying, I didn't do the right thing. I know he was guilty and I didn't do the right thing. And I would love if Gage were capable of that thought process or that emotion to say, I never meant for him to die, but I beat his ass and he died and I am responsible.
This year's scholarship was exceptionally special. You can hear Lovely talk about why that was.
The first one, we gave it in Chicago, and that boy, he's graduated and he's working in a sheriff's office now, you know. So we keep in touch with him. Actually, he's one of our church members. But since then, we thought, you know, we will give it in Southern Illinois because that's where I want to keep Praveen's name going. It's like a second home for us, you know. So we started giving it in Southern Illinois, and Monica usually sends the message out and she gets so many applicants and she picks one. All these years, we got applicants from other colleges in the area. So this year, I think before also she got SIU, but we did not feel the fit, you know. But this year, along with many applicants, this girl's application came in, Consuela Moll, and she wrote what she is planning to accomplish with her criminal justice degree and all that. So Monica's read it and she sent it to me and I thought, oh, that is awesome, you know. So that's how we picked. So for the first time, it is a girl from SIU criminal justice program where Praveen was attending. So that is very, very special this year. The chancellor came in. He's been coming since last year. He's new. So I kind of talked to him. I said, I hope I can start something, some kind of connection with you so we can keep the scholarship in SIU, you know, with their criminal justice program. So Praveen's name will be associated with SIU forever. So this year, he actually arranged the auditorium for us. We didn't have a big crowd this year, but it was such a big auditorium. And I'm like, oh my God, this is so big. And he's like, one of these days, I'm going to fill this place for Praveen. Then Monica talked to him about, you know, Praveen never received the degree. Even when his class graduated, they didn't even bother. So I hoped so much that they would at least give him, you know, an honorary one. They did not. So Monica mentioned that to him. And I think he is going to do something. Monica saw him emailing to somebody on top. And then the chief came to me and he said, I did not realize that they never honored Praveen with a degree. So hopefully this year they will do something. So we'll see.
That would be really nice. Yeah, special. Yeah. Who was the recipient this year?
Her name is Consuela Moll. She's a final year criminal justice major student. She's only 21. So she said when, you know, she did not know this whole thing, so she had to Google it and find out. She was only 12 years old when all this happened. But her mom messaged me and she said she's been following this case since the beginning and she was in heaven when she found out her daughter is receiving this. So this girl seemed to be, you know, really smart. She wants to work with the crime cases. So, you know, she's on the right path. It it has changed a lot of people. Because of Praveen, so many from our Indian community went into law enforcement. And they messaged me. And they're like, Andy, Praveen's case made me go into this. So I know that is so good to hear. And then the scholarship that we offer every year for the criminal justice students, the first one that we gave the scholarship was from our church. He's working in the sheriff's office now. He sent me a picture of him getting all that. You know, it's so nice to see that. The Indian kids getting into that because of Praveen. So now I'm proud, you know, even though I said no to Praveen, now I encourage, even when I give speeches to the Indian community, I tell them, don't focus on doctors and engineers and, you know, like, just get your kids into this, encourage them to go into law enforcement, get them to be lawyers, you know, it helps.
Yeah.
Yes, I felt when we were going through this, we did not have that. Everyone wanted to help, but they did not know how. We do not have that kind of background in our community. It's very, very rare that you see an Indian police officer, you know. So now it's changing.
Both Monica and Lovely have told us that Praveen did so much in his short 19 years on Earth. It's as though he lived a lifetime in those 19 years.
Praveen just seemed like such a wonderful person with such a full of life and so much personality.
Yeah.
What are some of your favorite memories you have of him?
You know, he likes to pester people like all the time. Annoying, you know, like, and then he kind of laughs like so loud. Like he makes up stories that you want to believe, you know, like, and then you figure out, oh, he was just making up the story. And then I get so mad. And then he's like, oh, that's why I want, you know, that's the whole idea, Mom. That's you need to laugh, you know. It's like my niece had a favorite story of hers, you know, like after he went to SIU, he sent her a video when all this, you know, SIU has some kind of function when all these kids get drunk and they are outside and they're having a fight and everything. He found this video from somewhere. He sent this video to her and said he was there. So she got so scared, and then she's like, are you really, you were there? This was like a horrible situation. So then she was like, she showed me the video, and then like after, at the end, he goes, no, I was just kidding, you know. And then he told one of his, you know, he used to dance, and then he told one of his girlfriends at that time that he was born in an airplane, and then he could fly anywhere for free all his life. That girl believed it, you know? And she even posted on Facebook after Praveen was gone. She's like, he made me believe that he was born in the airplane. So, you know, like really funny things. He would make up these stories. I told Robinson, if he see an ant, he will say, I saw an elephant, you know, and he'll make you believe it. If he had come out of that thing that night, you would have heard the funniest story ever. So, you know, like, I think that's what I miss the most, like his funny thing. He loved to surprise us. He would just jump in here and he would say, surprise, you know. Even for my birthday before he was gone, my husband and I, we were already in bed, and I hear this footsteps, and Priya and Praveen were home for their vacation, you know. So I hear footsteps in the hallway and like a small light coming. I'm like, what is this? So all three of them walk in with a cake at midnight and a candle. And Praveen is in the front, you know, he comes in and I'm like, oh my God. So, you know, he was, I don't know, such a joy, you know, to have. I didn't realize he was this spiritual until he was gone. When I got his Bible back, he had underlined and he had a picture of me and my husband on a part where it talked about perseverance. It was in there. And I found all those things. So, I, you know, there are so many things that I miss about him. I just miss him, you know, and I always wonder how he would have looked, what his hairstyle would be. He was like always like, I'm so handsome, you know. Yeah, he'll come down every Sunday, you know, he'll come down and he's like, Mommy, don't I look handsome? I never tell my kids that they are beautiful or handsome, you know. They're like, you never say that. And I'm like, oh, I don't want anybody to put an eye on you. So I'm like, yo, I just, you know, I know you are beautiful and handsome, but I don't want to say it. So anyway, he is like such a joy. You know, he used to say, I could get any girl I want.
No confidence problems, clearly.
No, none whatsoever.
How is your husband doing with all of this now?
You know, he's very quiet. He does not talk about it in public. Even Saturday, a couple of reporters were, and they were hanging around him. I knew he wasn't going to talk to them. So they came to me and they're like, oh, do you think your husband will speak? And I said, nope, don't even try. You know, he's not going to speak to media. When was it? Last week we got a new phone. And there was a deal, but we wanted to keep Praveen's phone. And they wouldn't give another phone because we don't have a SIM card. The phone is still with Robinson. So we asked that company to keep Praveen's phone and we switched to another company, all four of us, and he was crying. My husband was literally sitting there crying, you know? And so things like that, little things like that bother him. And even this morning, you know, this day is bad. This whole February thing is horrible. So this morning when people were messaging me, I would read the message to him and then you can see, he won't say anything, you can see tears come down. So that's where he is. I start crying. You know, some nights I'm in bed and I just shake him and I'm like, bring my baby back. You know, I want him back. And then he, you know, then he will say there was a purpose. We had a good son. We raised him good. We gave everything we could, you know. And so that's what he always say. You know, he tried to console me because I started all the time. He does not volunteer himself to say something to me. I start. In our private time, you know, I see him sit here, look at his picture on the wall and tear up, but he won't like say it.
Meditation has truly helped me in so many aspects of my life. From reducing anxiety, to clearing my mind, managing my never-ending to-do list, to helping me sleep. No matter what you're feeling, tap into the Women's Meditation Network and access quick, effective, guided meditations for whatever you need in the moment. If you're anything like me and deal with imposter syndrome, or just need a little confidence boost to start your day, I highly recommend their morning meditations for women. I ended and started my day with a quick 10-minute meditation titled An Invitation to Envision Confidence Morning Meditation. It reminds me to tackle my day with confidence and not allow imposter syndrome to seep in at the most inopportune times, as it always seems to do. The Women's Meditation Network includes 11 different podcasts of their guided meditations and music tracks. So go follow Morning Meditation for Women now, wherever you listen to podcasts, and start listening for free today. Just search Morning Meditation for Women on your favorite podcast app and follow, or you can visit www.womensmeditationnetwork.com. More calm, better sleep, and less anxiety are all at your fingertips for free. In many, many ways, Praveen still makes his presence known. Praveen's family never moved out of the house that Praveen knew as his childhood home. And even till this day, Lovely has kept Praveen's room exactly how he left it. She showed me his room when I visited her home, and it was beautiful and so special. She even has his laundry basket full of clothes, just as he left it. She saved his colognes and other toiletries, just everything the way he had it. And she's displayed all the heartwarming messages, gifts, and artwork that people have shared with her over the years since his passing. She told me she spends time in his room to be close to him and to talk to him.
We have a butterfly that comes every year here, every year, that I think it's Praveen, you know, like... I garden so much, but the year Praveen was gone, I did not do anything. And the next year, 2015, I was in the backyard pulling all the pots, you know, because usually he helps me with the pots to bring it in and all that. I had back surgery, so he used to help me. And I was like dragging the pots and I'm talking to myself. I'm like, oh, where are you? If you were here, you would have helped me. And I felt something on my cheek. You know, I'm like, what is it? And the second time I looked and it's a butterfly. It's a monarch butterfly. I never saw a butterfly in our yard. I have thousands of flowers here every summer, you know, and I never see butterflies around here. And I'm like, oh my God, what is this? So the third time it came around and I'm like, oh, is this you, Praveen? If it's you, just show me a sign. And it went up to you know, Praveen's room has a balcony, and it went up there. And it came back to me. I'm like, oh my God. So, you know, I'm like, oh, this is you, you know, because you hear about science and everything. Then from that day on, every single day, the whole summer, if it's not raining, it would come at like 5 o'clock in the evening, doesn't sit on any flowers. It would come sit on us. You can carry, you know, I even kiss. Stays till like 7:30, sits on our door, sits on our doorstep, doesn't go anywhere else, just fly around. And I'm like, oh my God, he misses home so much, you know, because he just comes and sits on the wall. And when you put your hand, it will get to your hand. The cousins come over, they are playing, he will go and sits on them. My God, every year. Until this year, the same time it comes. So I used to make posts on Facebook, you know, like day 52, day 54, things like that. It was so, you know, like, I feel like his spirit is here. There's so many signs that, you know, it's that he is with us. It's a monarch, so I don't know whether it's the same, but it's a monarch butterfly. I feel it's the same, but you know, people say the butterfly has only like 60-day lifespan or something, but it comes the whole summer, and then it goes. You know, like in the winter, nothing. I mean, I get so crazy, like in the evening, I finish my work, I cook so early, so I go and sit in the front for waiting for it to come. And it comes. It just kills me when it goes and sits on the door, you know, like that. Yeah, the day of Praveen's funeral, Mark had asked us if we wanted Praveen to come by our house one last time because the spring vacation was going to start. And we said yes. So the procession went by here and he stopped. And in front of our house, our nephews and they all put red balloons. And we had like a pillar in front of our house and we had like a step. And Praveen used to sit there all the time. And they had tied the balloon there. We stopped the car, we came back, and Mark took a bouquet from the casket and he came to put it on the doorstep. The balloon popped like the biggest, with the biggest sound. And, you know, we had been here and we turned back and we were walking when we heard the sound. All the other balloons were fine, except the one that Praveen used to sit. And then Mark is like, oh, he's here. Yeah. So that's why we were thinking about selling the house and moving into a smaller place. I was like, no, I'm not selling this anymore. I want to be here. I cannot. I feel like if we move somewhere, he won't know where we are. I mean, you know, my head goes different ways. I have his room just like it is. His closet is the same. That last time he was in church, he had rolled his shirt. Everything is hanging there just like it is. I don't have the heart to take anything away. So we'll see one of these days maybe. But I feel like he's here. The fact that Monica came into our life, we have the same birthday. Monica and I have the same birthday. And Praveen wanted to name his son Troy. I don't know how in the world he came up with the name Troy. Monica's husband's name is Troy.
We just love it so much. And he always has a way of making himself seen and known on important dates. Like there was one show that was going to come out, or we got the official word right when it was Priya's wedding, because he always has to pester Priya. So now that Priya just had her babies right about the time you said you were going to cover his case. So we'd always die laughing. I'm like, he's always trying to steal Priya's thunder still.
Like I always say, that, you know, there are many, many signs for us. And, you know, this was a footprint that we found on the fridge. The background to that is like that day, you know, I woke up with some days I feel like I can't handle this anymore. You know, I just miss him so much. And I went to work. The whole time I was crying in between patients, you know, I get into the car and I just sit in the car and, you know, there's nobody around. So I sit and scream and I cry. I came back home. I opened the kitchen door and I usually put my stuff on the counter and I put my stuff down. There was this light coming from the blind through the window, through the blind, and it faced the fridge in the kitchen. And I turned and I'm like, what is it on the fridge? You know, because I had cleaned the fridge the previous day and I thought, so I went and looked and it was a footprint. And I'm like, who stepped on this? You know, that was my first thought. So I tried to wipe it. It didn't go. So I'm like, oh, what in the world is this? I thought I have to find out. I mean, none of my nieces or nephews came by for me to say, oh, it is somebody, some of them probably put their foot up there. So when I picked up Preeti, I was going to ask her, but when I came home, I forgot. I went into the shower and I thought of it. So I came right back down and I said, Preeti, did you step on the fridge? So she came and looked at it and she's like, Mommy, you're going to kill me if I do this. It's not mine. You know, so then I'm like, okay, what in the world is this? So I waited till my husband got home and I showed him and I tried to wipe it. It wouldn't go away. Then it's like, you know, He turned the lights off. He took a torch and he shined it. And you could literally see the toes on the fridge. And I'm like, oh my God. And then one toe, the second toe was a little bit bent like that, you know, typically like Praveen. And I'm like, okay, this is getting more crazy. So I went to Praveen's room, took his shoes measurement, and I came back and measured it. It was the same size. That footprint stayed on the fridge for, I would say, at least a month. Everyone that came by saw that. We couldn't wipe it. You know, it's a stainless steel fridge. I couldn't wipe it off. And I think a week or so later, I was talking to Monica, one of my friends was here, and I could hear Monica scream. I said, what is it? Oh, Troy just found a footprint on our window. You know, their window is, it's like you cannot step on it from outside or inside. The footprint was inside, in between the two. You cannot just even take it apart, that kind of a window. And it was a, and it was the left foot. So at this time, we had no idea about Praveen's shoes or anything like that. But then when we got the police reports, we only got the picture of his left shoe. So, you know, there is, we kind of put two and two together. So we were saying, okay, Praveen was trying to say something to us, you know. So that footprint stayed there for a long time.
There has been an outpouring of love from around the world as Praveen's story has spread through TV shows, podcasts, news stories, and most importantly, through Lovely and Monica's advocacy work.
Now I get messages from all over the world. Like recently, South Africa, Kenya, UK, people just keep on messaging, New Zealand, you know, wherever this investigation discovery and this podcast go, people hear it and then they message. I posted on Facebook after a long day, because sometimes when you say these things, people are like, oh, she's crazy, you know, she's thinking of something else. But like, you have no other explanations to it when something like this happens. So I started posting things like that. Maybe it will, you know, people who lost a loved one, for them to look into signs a little bit more, you know, because there are signs there that your loved one is there with you. So it is like, you know, how many times I fall asleep when I'm driving, kind of doze off, and I hear mommy and I wake up. You know, how many times he saved me. So I get so tired of driving all day long. And every time, mommy, so he wakes me up.
We asked Ashley how he copes with the loss of his best friend and cousin. And we asked his friend Kyle the same thing.
Yeah, it's just knowing that his like story, like I hope that, like, I know it's made a difference in the world, and I hope just it just keeps making a difference. Like, you know, his name being out there, even this podcast, like having his name like thrown everywhere. I know that he's always wanted to, he always said that he's gonna be famous one day, and like having his name out there is like really makes me feel good, and I'm sure it makes a lot of people feel good too. Knowing that he's there, like watching over all of us and making a difference, I feel like that really helps out. I feel like we were all like still like really close after. I think because of that kind of like, because of that experience, I feel like that made us have a bond that can never be broken. And I feel like he's there with us spiritually. So that's why, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, he's like the glue, because like he's still here with us and like, just like having us all together.
Yeah, I mean, I think after he passed away, the relationships got way stronger, like way better. Like a lot of his friends from his hometown and stuff, like I know a lot of people that I met, you know, because of him and stuff. But like with Ash personally, no, I think it brought us together, like going through that, like how awful and traumatized and everything it was. It brought us way closer for sure. Like we'll have a lifelong bond just because of this.
Just 4 weeks ago, Praveen's family got some news that made their hearts happy. Praveen will be receiving his diploma on May 13th of this year, and his parents will be proudly receiving it in his honor. Monica shared the news on Facebook and said they welcome anyone and everyone to attend in honor of Praveen. Lovely can finally add Praveen's college degree to his bedroom, along with all his other accomplishments. As we end our coverage of Praveen's story, we wanted to share many of the precious memories that Praveen's family and friends remember most about him. His high school, Niles West, published an article titled West Remembers Alum Praveen Varghese. And these are quotes from his friends and teachers published in that piece.
Tina Schmidt, Praveen's high school anatomy and physiology teacher, remembers Praveen as fun and lively. She said, Praveen definitely made my class more exciting. He always had a smile on his face. Sometimes he had a smirk that let me know he was up to something. I remember he always wanted to go into criminal justice and be a cop. He definitely made my class a better place, and he will be missed.
Praveen's business teacher, Eric Luder, said, I had Praveen in class all year his senior. He was a great kid. He was personable, and everybody liked him. I'm going to miss him.
His friend, Nate Chapman, said, Praveen was one of the teammates on the cross-country and track team that made coming to practice entertaining. It was clear that he was really only there to have fun and make friends. His jokes made 7-mile and upward runs bearable. He was such a goofy guy all throughout junior high and high school. It's a shame that such a horrific thing happened.
Preetha John said, he had a really big heart, despite not letting many people see it. His humor and goofiness change people's lives, and that's how we will all remember him. It's not a goodbye forever. We'll all reunite soon. He definitely changed my life, and I know his impact on all our friends' lives will stick with them forever and will never be forgotten.
Anshil Josie said, Praveen was a cool guy who helped me get through life. Like, he would find out ways to sneak me out of situations that would get me into trouble. He was just one of those guys that, if I got in trouble, he would say it was the both of us to ease the amount of trouble I would get in. He was such an easy person to talk to. He taught me that you can talk to anyone, and meeting new people is a great value for one to know. Now, every time I talk to someone new, I thank Praveen in the back of my head, because that's something I learned from him. I'm glad I met him.
Nisha Manancheril said, I went to school with Praveen ever since elementary school, and when something like this happens, it's just really hard to accept it. It feels like I saw him just yesterday. Praveen was a huge part of the Niles West, SIU, and Malu community, and it's incredible to see how many lives he touched.
Olivia John said, Praveen is the kind of guy where whenever you talk to him, you never get bored. He's funny, outgoing, and caring as well. I will never forget my conversations with him. Please keep him and his family in your prayers.
2012 class president Janella Manalang said, Praveen was the type of guy that knew how to make someone laugh. He'd push your buttons and make you laugh regardless of the circumstances. I was lucky enough to have him in my anatomy class and study hall senior year. We even worked together at Hollister, which brought us even closer. In both of these classes, he managed to make everyone laugh and build some sort of relationship with each student. I'm just blessed that I was able to really become close with him and keep in touch even when we got to college. It's honestly such a shame because he'd make such a great difference in the world.
Praveen's sister Priya has posted many tributes to her brother on social media. In one, she shared a photo of him with a quote that says, "Rather than mourn the absence of the flame, let us celebrate how brightly it burned." In another, she wrote, "That bond will never be broken, and the love will never get lost."
Because Praveen was a jokester all his life, and making people laugh is what he most loved to do, we wanted to leave you with Praveen's own voice. This is from an Instagram post where he was playing a joke on his cousin Ashley. We will let Ashley give you some context as to what is happening here.
There was this video on Instagram that I posted, and it was when I went to the hospital a few weeks prior to Praveen passing. He came with me, and when I had to leave the room to get a scan, he saw my phone and recorded a video of himself. In the video, he just kept saying a bunch of inside jokes that we had, and one of the inside jokes that we had in our friend group was saying rest in peace to each other whenever any of us was in trouble or anything. And I didn't even see the video until a few days after he recorded it. I just remember, I just kept rewatching it after he passed away. And it's a really emotional video for me, but I hold it really close to my heart because it was really one of the last big inside jokes that we had to each other. And hearing him say rest in peace each time, it really does make me tear up. But it also reminds me of Praveen's goofy, lighthearted side and how he was able to make anything negative and change it to something positive.
Yo, dude, it's just a video to tell you you're in the hospital. Rest in peace, Ashley. I hope you're alive, dude. Man, what a night. But, you know, shit happens. And, rest in peace. Man. I hope when you watch this next time, you wonder what the fuck this is. But you'll keep it, because it's a reminder of the Cali's night, the night we went to war with the Cali guys. It's war.
One thing that I wish I could say to Praveen is that I hope he's proud of how far we were able to come with everything, especially of his mother. In our Indian culture, it's really taboo for an Indian woman to go against the authoritative figure like how she did. Basically, when an authoritative figure tells you something, you pretty much have to follow it. And she was able to defy the odds and to go against the big man and have Gage arrested, bring him into court, admit that he actually did hit Praveen, and have him charged for Praveen's death. She was also able to clear Praveen's name and show who Praveen really was. He wasn't a drunk kid that fell asleep in the woods. He was a son, he was a brother, and he was someone who was innocent and didn't deserve what happened to him that night. And I really feel like Praveen was guiding her and giving her the courage to do all this. He's helped make her into a strong, independent Indian woman who was able to advocate and be the voice for Praveen. We always had this inside joke of being the voice of the voiceless, and Lovely Auntie was really able to personify that. I want you to also know that I'm grateful for everything that you taught me in life. You showed me how to be lighthearted, always see the positive things when things seem negative, and being able to not hold a grudge. I want to thank you for guiding me and helping me every time I felt low. You've been my guardian angel, and I want you to know that I dedicate all the hard work of being in school and any accomplishments that I have to you. We're both getting through this together, and this year you'll be graduating from SIU, and I'll be graduating from Nurse Anesthesia School. And it feels like everything has really come to a full circle. I want you to know that I'll never forget you, and I'll do everything that I can to keep your memory alive. I'll make sure that my children and their children will know who their Vavachan was. And it even feels so weird saying the word Vavachan, just because it feels like it was just yesterday that we were teenagers living together and going to college.
What you just heard are the prayers from Praveen's memorial last month. Please continue to share Praveen's story. His murderer still walks free and can harm someone else. If you want to know more about the case or any other case we cover, you can connect with us on social media. We are at Speaking of Crime on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok, and at Crime Speaking on Twitter. Next week, we will have a bonus episode for you covering the story of Andre Brown. He was only 24 years old and a student at the Borough of Manhattan Community College when a woman identified him as the shooter in an attempted murder. Andre was convicted of 2 counts of attempted murder and sentenced to 40 years in prison, but has always claimed he is innocent. You will hear from Andre himself and the shocking story of how his life was derailed and how easily it can happen to anyone.